You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, Tan, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with us. I'm super excited about the Fab Five Live. So we know and love Queer Eye on the screen, on TV. What does this look like on stage? What is the live experience?
Well, first off, we're not doing a makeover. The question I keep getting from the audience is, you can do makeovers. And we wouldn't do it justice by doing an hour and 20 minutes of a makeover. And also, when we do it on the show, yes, I know it becomes universal, but that's through the messaging, not necessarily through the makeover itself. So during the show, it would just be boring. If anyone's just watching Sabrina get a makeover, they're like, how does that relate to me? So instead, it's an interactive version of what you see on the show about the Fab Five. So we're going to do BTS. We're going to talk about how a scene actually goes, how the show is filmed, how we do our components of the show. We're going to play a lot of really fun games. You're going to get to know who we were before all of this, about our childhoods, it's all PG, but some of the funnier stuff that's happened behind the scenes. And then we're going to get to know Jeremiah more. The audience has fallen in love with him, thank gosh. But you'll get to know Jeremiah even more. And we're hoping that people will bring their friends, family. We want you to have the most positive, uplifting experience. This will come as no surprise, but the country is divided. And so we would like to spread some positivity and joy during this very unsettling time.
Yeah.
Let's call it. I'm hoping that people will feel even more love in the room from us than they do even on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. And I think it'll be great to see the Fab Five dynamic live and in person, because it feels so personal, which is watching. It seems like you all are very open and very...
Too open, Sabrina, you can say it. Too open.
No.
Too comfortable. You know, we're going to... I won't spoil too much, but there's going to be what we call a dossier scene. So the start of the show, we typically have us riding in the car. Sometimes it's in the loft, but typically we're in the car. And that is something we shoot for typically an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, and it gets cut down to literally 2 minutes. We think that that is the funniest part of the show, but it never really makes it in. And I need you to know that that is all you're going to get for the live show. I think we're so funny together. Imagine five sisters who have been through it. Like, you know it's going to be a giggle.
Yeah, and that's what it feels like. Like, family, yeah. And just like... That sounds amazing, because I've wanted to be in that car so many times. So there you go. Here you go.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite part of the week. And I'm so excited that we get to a version of it on the tour.
Yeah. So I want to go to season 5, which was in Philadelphia. And it's exciting that you're coming back to Philadelphia for this. Do you remember anything about being around Philly? Like, any spots that really stuck out?
Oh, my God. I remember so much about Philly. We have so many incredible episodes that season, so many. But if you've seen the season, did you see the groomer one? It's called Groomer Has It. It's the pet groomer.
Yeah.
She was incredible. incredible. Her story was amazing. Her name was Rihanna. That her family was wicked. Like, her mom was lovely with this pet fashion, like this dog fashion show. It was just a really fun experience. Okay, so do I remember some of the places around Philly? Yeah. My favorite place is called Little Nona's. They do the best tiramisu I've ever had in my life. Loved it so much. Zahav is my favorite restaurant, arguably, in the world.
It's won like all kinds of awards, so I think it's a lot of people's favorite restaurant in the world.
Yeah, and I became really good friends with Michael Solomonov, who's the owner of the place. Mm-hmm. And actually, weirdly, I'm seeing him next week. He comes to Utah every year, and I see him every year. Lovely, him and his family. I hosted them for brunch last year. So they're my two favorites. Gosh, there's bakeries. I know there are bakeries. I judge a place by its bakeries, and I wish I could remember. There's a street called Race Street, which is the street, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, is the street that we stayed on. And there's a sushi place on Race Street under the apartment block that we lived in. And I went there maybe three nights a week. It's a Japanese place.
You were on Race Street in like Old City area, right?
That's right. So that's, okay. Loved Old City.
Okay, yes. Because Race Street is like, spans the whole city. So just saying Race Street doesn't mean that much. But I remembered the vibes from the show that it looked like you were in Old City.
Yes, it's definitely the Old City. Sorry, I did not realize it was a long street. I thought it was just that block.
Philadelphia is like kind of set up like a grid in the same way that New York is, but then not, because, I don't know, things get a little bit confusing. But
Old City didn't seem to be set up like New York. I know there was a part of it that was like proper blocks.
Yeah.
But Old City didn't seem to be. I also went to the campus of Penn, and I spent weirdly a lot of time there because one of my friends is a professor there.
I used to live really close to Penn, right around the corner from Body Rock Gym, which was Nate McIntyre. I was like watching that. I was like, that's my street corner. It was wild. But I love that. Love seeing all the Philly sites in the show.
Yeah, there were some great ones. And then we shot at this place where they had two rival cheesesteaks.
Yep, Pat's and Gino's.
Yeah, that was really fascinating. And then we also went to this ice skating rink because there was this mascot. It's called Grizzly Bear.
Gritty. I was just watching the Gritty makeover the other day. I loved that. So good.
Yeah. So we had, there was so many memorable moments in Philly. I loved Philly.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, let's fast forward, because this tour is to promote the new season. We're on season 9, I believe. There's been so much amazing stuff in every single season. So this seems like a really hard question, but what makes this new season special? What kind of, you know, I don't know, what new things have been brought to it?
I think having a new cast member, for me, I can only speak for myself, revitalized the show. And for the first time in a few years, I was reminded of just how special and how important this show is. I did get complacent. I got a little jaded. I was like, okay, I know what it is. We do the dossier, then I do my shopping trip on a Tuesday. On a Wednesday, I finish up what I'm going to do with the wardrobe. We do our tailoring on a Thursday. Friday, we do a reveal. Like, that's just the way it is. And for the first time in years, because Jeremiah was new to this, he was so excited about each day. It was as if an audience member joined us. I was able to see it through their eyes. And I was like, oh gosh, this is so special what we get to do. So I think that's part of the joy of the season. I think it's more joyful and playful than it's ever been. We were so silly together. And so I think those two components in particular make this a really special season. And I try not to get too involved with the comments from the audience. I just think I've done the work and I'm going to leave it at that. But it seems like people enjoyed the season more than most seasons. And I love that they feel that way, because I felt that way. It was my favorite season I've done.
Yeah, I can definitely see the playfulness. And Jeremiah is so sweet. I think it was the first episode at the end when you're all watching the hero like go on to their next step, and he's crying and saying, does it always feel like this? And I'm just like...
You hear me say, yeah, it does. Yeah.
He's so cute, and you can tell he got very emotionally involved in with particularly with some of the heroes. And yeah
so he's good. A very emotional one. I need him to cry like 20% less.
But I love it.
He cries about, I'm like, you didn't cry about that. Do you remember at brunch? Yes, that is a lovely pancake. Chill out.
Listen, I can relate, because I am an easy crier. I definitely have cried at pretty much every single episode of Queer Eye and anything that just warms my heart. So I get it.
Yeah, that's love. That is love.
All right. So I am glad that I checked your Instagram before, because if I saw you arrive here and you didn't have the classic tan France coif, I'm not sure I would have recognized you.
Yeah.
So to give everyone a warning, if they're going to the show and are expecting, you look a little different, but I love the new hair. What inspired the change?
Thanks. I do look a little different. There's so many reasons why I decided to change my hair. I've been thinking about it for a couple of years and thought, gosh, I've had the tan France, I'm just going to call it what it is, the tan France hair for 17 years.
Wow.
That's a long time. And I turned 40. And when I was turning 40, I was like, okay, fully midlife crisis, should we try something different? Because these are the last few years where I might feel young. Because even though I'm 40, I still feel young. I still feel like I'm in my late 20s. My body is aged, but I don't feel like I'm aged. And so I wanted to change it. And then when I told you I was looking through comments, I try not to look through comments, but I wanted to see what the read was on this season. But I saw a lot of people just really hating my hair. And I was I didn't realize people hated my hair so much. So I was like, okay, now if people are hating it, why not change it? And so I tried changing it, and I'm so happy with it. I'm really happy with it. I'm not saying I'm going to keep it forever, and I probably will go back to tan France hair. But for right now, this is tan France hair.
Nice. I love that. Like, there's hair is temporary and you can change for whatever mood you're in. So I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And weirdly enough, I've been hit on more than ever before. So I'm like, oh, maybe shorter hair was the move.
Sounds like that, you know, midlife crisis sort of moment worked.
Really worked for me. Really worked for me.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's all that I have for questions. But is there anything that I didn't ask about or that you want people to know ahead of the show?
For anyone who doesn't know, you can get tickets at fab5live.com and just expect the unexpected. It's not what you think it's going to be. It's not a sit and chat. It's not a makeover. But you're going to have a freaking blast. And we're catering it to every city. So it doesn't matter if you come to Philly and then you end up coming to New York. It's a different show.
Amazing. I love that. Yeah. So excited. Thank you again for taking the time to chat and tell us a little bit of the behind the scenes of behind the scenes.
Thank you so much. Lovely to meet you. Thank you so much.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.